What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is a very special edition of the podcast. We're currently in Liverpool.
Yep.
The lads went to Liverpool. We're in an Airbnb right now. Old school style, GoPro recording. Got the Zoom on here. Christ only knows what that sounds like.
Yeah.
It's probably fucking terrible. Aaron's naked under this blanket. And it's good times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We flew to Liverpool yesterday to play the Hot Water Comedy Club. How did you feel about that, Aaron?
Loved it. Hot Water Comedy Club is the fucking place that is always popping up on Facebook with that logo and the classic brick wall.
Yep.
So it was pretty cool
people,
to play there.
People like Paul Smith. You know, there's a brand called Paul Smith, isn't there?
Yeah.
That'd be so cool to have a name that was a brand. Do you know what I mean? You could just walk around with a fucking... your own shit on.
I'm actually just called Ralph Lauren, so...
Yeah. My name's Sergio Tashini. Got all the good gear. But yeah, it was fucking unbelievable. You know, to come over and there was... what was there, like 160 people in or something?
Yeah, it was packed.
I mean, absolutely all of them were from Ardoyne, but...
Yeah.
You know, what can you do?
It's funny when you can go over and make, like, Northern Irish-based jokes in a... you know, different country.
Liverpool's not a different country.
No.
Neither's Glasgow. You gotta go to, like, Edinburgh or something before it feels like a different country.
Yeah.
You know, you're just talking to a bunch of fucking same people. Like,
yeah.
You know? And you know it's the same people because, you know, there's a guy, like, sending you a message after the gig and he's like, mate, did you see the fella smoked spice? There's a fella smoked spice and he fucking threw up in the toilet. And then someone messaged me after that and they were like, nah, it was just my mate giving him a joint and he was already blocked and then he threw up. And you're like, hey, let's dial it back a bit. It's only fucking weed, you fucking loser.
Someone taking space in the toilet, sir?
Yeah. No, sitting watching comedy and they're like, do you know what would liven this party up? Feet of space. This would be way more enjoyable if I was acting like a zombie right now.
Yeah, if I was literally on a different planet, this would be a bit more enjoyable.
The whole trip started basically at the airport, as usual, where I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it.
What shit?
If you know who I am via the internet or videos, don't then abuse the power that I have to, that you have, and I have to follow your orders just so that you can be like...
I know what you're talking about.
You're by a blender, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like... didn't need to search me. Come over here, sir. Basically, gropes both my titties.
Touch your titties, yeah.
He didn't do anything. He just went like...
yeah.
And he went, you're by a blender, aren't you? And I went, what do you think?
Did he even have the fucking raring to graze your dick at all when he was searching you?
No, that's the thing. You're like, if you're going to touch me, pull me out.
El rare bastard.
Here, if you're gonna frisk me,
yeah,
frisk me out.
The only person to complain about not getting their dick touched at airport security.
I just hate... I mean, you get a bit snobby, but you're just like... you don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Have some sort of air of authority or intelligence about you. They'll be like, stand over here, grope your titties. Are you by the blender? What do you think? Oh, you look like him. Also, don't go like, are you by the blender? And then go, oh, I watched the podcast and got you on Instagram and all. Are you by a blender? So I pretend like I don't know anything about you, but meanwhile I'm fucking all up in your shit. Honk honk, squeeze my ditties. Just need to squeeze. Strap over here, please. Put your feet on the wee foot marks while I squeeze your ditties. Do you know what I mean? Can you request a woman? I bet you'd be like, I would be much more comfortable if this was a woman squeezing my titties.
Yeah.
Because I know he's not squeezing women's titties.
Yeah.
In real life and at work.
What is it just about fucking Belfast International? It's just, you know, just such a dump, like.
I don't know. It's just, and they try to fix it a bit, and they just can't fix it. It's just eternally fucking shite, like.
Yeah.
So shite. But, and because I'm on the no-carb diet, that's the other thing I'll be doing this week. Spoke to a guy, and he's on a low-carb diet, and he looks very skinny.
Yeah.
And I decided to go on it, and I've been on it for a week.
Is this like a permanent lifestyle choice you're making?
No.
No? How long do you plan on going with it?
Just, I want to see if it is effective over, say, like, you know, we'll try like a month.
Yeah.
And see if anything happens in a month. I'll still be working out, and then I'll see if anything. If there was like noticeable weight loss, I would go, let's see what another month would be.
Yeah.
But you sort of, it's weird like trying to get in the way of it, because the first day you're like, oh, I had some meat, and then late at night you're like, oh, I'm starving, and then it goes on and on. And then about 3 days in, you're literally like, oh my god, I didn't realise how much carbs you ate. Do you know what I mean?
Bread's class, like.
Yeah, bread, or just cereal and stuff, like, or porridge, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even like porridge, but all of a sudden when you can't have it, you're like, oh man, I wish I could just eat porridge for breakfast instead of like trying to figure out what they eat.
What do you have for breakfast?
All sorts of random shit. Like, you'll eat like some eggs and then you go, right, I can't just eat eggs. I went out with Mickey and we had fucking, I ended up having like 3 fried eggs, bacon, mushrooms and 2 sausages.
Fucking hell.
Which sounds unhealthy, but there's no carbs going on.
Yeah.
Which I didn't feel great after that, but then you start getting to the point where you're like, right, at some point I'm going to have to shit.
Yeah.
So like, let me try and aid that process. So you're like eating fucking, you know, like the other day, there was just loads of mushrooms in the house, and I chopped all the mushrooms up and then just put an egg in it, and then there was like some ham or something. So it was just like a big scramble of me trying to eat, you know, protein with a bit of fiber through it.
There's very few diets where you can have a full tray of meat for your breakfast.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I thought I would be really into it, where they're like, oh, you can eat meat and salads and stuff. When all you can eat is meat, it becomes way less fucking appealing. Do you know what I mean? When it's just like, oh shit, I'm only allowed a steak right now.
And you can't have sugar either. Like,
well, yeah, I think when people say low carb, they pretty much mean no sugar.
Ah, fuck. Yeah.
So I sort of feel okay now, but like, a couple of days ago, I was like,
like a crack addict.
Like a crack addict. Like, I wanted things that I don't even fucking like, you know what I mean?
Such as?
You know, like mash or something.
You don't like spuds, don't you? Not?
Not really. You don't like spuds, don't you? Not? You fucking ill-reared bastard.
You haven't had them right, sir. Jesus Christ.
Fucking right, I had them right. I can cook them right.
Yeah.
I can make them for other people and they're like, calm, these are divine. How gross is it when people say, this is orgasmic? And they're owl dolls.
They're chatting about roasties.
Jesus Christ. They eat a bit of champ and they're like, that is orgasmic. And you're like, really, Patricia? You come in your pants? Because of spuds? Absolutely orgasmic. Let me throw a leg on this side table here. Come. Oh, let me tell you. Orgasmic. I ate the champ and it absolutely buttered my cacks. Honestly, the tobacco onions. Orgasmic. Yeah, Denise, I swear to God, I had to wipe the seat when it was done.
Jesus Christ, this fucking beef stroganoff has me squirting.
I swear to God, I had one mouthful of it and a jet of piss shot across the room.
A jet of piss. Oh, fuck.
I had one scoop of the ice cream sundae and I swear to God, and you're putting the light out with a squirt.
Here, what a shite fucking dessert option if you're getting dessert. Do you have any mates who just, they always go for like the ice cream sundae if they're out at a restaurant or something? Like, they don't go for anything that
I
gotta say,
I haven't seen ice cream sundae on a menu that often, that to the point where if I've seen it, I would probably get it.
Nah, it's like, I remember, like, I used to work as a fucking waiter in a restaurant and you would do the desserts yourself, like, they're already made, like, you just fucking present them. And see that Kool-Aid stuff, eh? Nightmare. See you writing fucking someone's name and all.
You can't write your own name. Aaron has like children's horror movie writing. Where it looks like it's scraped the new wall. Yeah. What does it mean?
If you think I'm bad with a fucking bick, you ought to see me with Kool-Aid, but I cannot work that shit at all. I was like,
Strawberry Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I was like, went to write like happy birthday on someone's. And I was like, ah, fuck God, I'll just do the love heart. And even it looked like a blind child's self-portrait. It was fucking awful.
You should have got a girl to do it.
Yeah, no. It's, but basically, if you get the sundae, you're essentially getting a singular scoop of each of the ice creams which have been left in the freezer for months. Like,
one of the most gangster things I've seen, we went up the north coast one day, and we went to Morelli's.
Oh, why?
Shout out to Morelli's, give me some free ice cream. And we were actually getting food. You know, it's predominantly an ice cream shop, but this outlaw got the biggest fucking, like, vase of ice cream. Like, it was, like, fucking enormous thing of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Flakes and shit stuck in it.
They really...
And she sat down, and I swear to God, she had about 8 mouthfuls of it, and then just got up and left it, and the whole thing was left there. I was like, this is these rich outlaws in Port Stewart here.
Oh, why? There's money up in that
panel. Give us the fucking... I'll take the 1.5 litres of ice cream.
Sits down, 2 mouthfuls.
That's me. That's me spent now. See you later. Give that to the dog. Scrape that into the dog's dish.
And she waddled on down the street. Baller move, though.
Oh, why?
That's her orgasmic.
I tell you,
I am just stepping down to the post office here.
Next minute, she's in Morelli's, 2 mouthfuls. Oh,
Christ! Oh, I'm wet as an otter's pocket. Me
strumming herself to a couple of mouthfuls of Pooh Bear's Delight. Yeah. Like,
oh, rum and raisin. Oh, I'm a bit
fucking rum and raisins myself.
I'm about to splatter.
Oh, fuck. There's money, I tell you what, kicking up around that promenade. Hey,
Oh, yeah. Some of the houses up there are crazy. Like,
that's sure. All this is like outlaws, fucking major cash flow.
Anytime that open was on.
Yeah.
Are they open or Northwest or anything? It's like someone will have a fucking mobile home and they'll be like, oh, you want to rent that for the night for the golf? 20 grand.
Yeah.
And people will pay it. Some Japanese fucking businessman is like, oh, no problem. I will stay in the Port of Russia. Do you know Mareris? I go in and eat a lovely lesson and all of a sudden, all of the older ladies are squatting. She said orgasmic. Oh my goodness, mint chocolate chip. Spritz.
I can't do a Japanese accent.
Is squirting real?
Myth, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just well presented pish.
Much like a Sunday.
Yeah, squirting is the Sunday of the orgasm world.
Oh yeah,
cream pie is where
like,
it's
no,
at.
No, people can do it, and you're like, where is it stored? Why is it not pish?
Yeah,
how is it actually coming out of her piss hole that I can see?
Yeah, where's your liquid orgasm bank? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean you can get real sloppy about it. You know what I mean? You're putting in a real sesh, but like,
if you're
you can't just be like, I was just fingering her a wee bit, and then she pished a litre and a half all over the fucking place. I'd be raging. It's annoying enough coming. You know what I mean?
2 liters of lilt coming out of someone.
That'd be the worst one if you're like, fucking, would you drink some fucking water?
Fucking stinks of popcorn, you bastard.
Fucking out of the room smells like baked beans.
My bunk bed smells like the Omniplex.
My bunk bed.
Why am I 20 stone and sleeping in a bunk bed? Like, that's ridiculous.
So you should be in the circus.
I do await the eventual, like, it's made out of pure metal, like, but I'm just waiting for the day that it just fucking crumbles.
Oh, yeah.
My heap of shit, like, fucking self just falls onto the floor.
You won't even wake up. It'll just,
oh, I'll just be dead, like.
So many rooms for activities. Yeah. Smash. But it's the fact that, there is a bunk bed in this Airbnb. And, of course, I let Aaron have it.
I'm used to it.
He's accustomed to it, you know what I mean?
I take to it like water.
And I
like a duck in water.
And I had this, it has to be a duck in water.
Yeah.
Tuck to it like, you know, a sloth in water. A.K.A. died. I put undercover bosses on here. Look at that! I love the way... The jobs that they do on people, you know, to like try and cover them up. Do you know what I mean?
You're so funny.
Also, if you work for a company chances are you probably don't know the CEO anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no need for them to like shave his head and fake teeth, and because then he's like, my name's Roger and I'm here on work experience. You know that.
I think I saw my boss in B&M Bargains like twice. One of them was from interview.
Yeah. Probably like a regional one. You don't really see them. I remember I used to work in Currys. Also, I bought, oh my god, bought wireless headphones yesterday.
Game changer.
Sound, noise cancelling, fucking the whole heap. And bought them at the airport, got them on the cheap, no VAT.
Yeah.
Gang, gang. And same dude I spoke to last time.
Nice guy.
Very polite.
Very nice guy.
He's like, hello man, I also recognise you. Can I get a photo?
Yeah.
Got a photo with Aaron.
Your quality of life, I feel like, drastically improves when you get a decent set of headphones. Like.
Oh my god, the sound cancelling was so good that I flicked it on and I nearly fell over.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is so disorientating. Because it just goes like, noise, noise, and then it just goes...
It's intense, like, it's fucking...
It's bizarre if you haven't experienced it, but like, I put them on the plane and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This is a piss take.
Yeah.
I can't believe how quiet it is in this plane.
It's classic.
Unbelievable.
For a man as myself, who is frequently on the 273 service... You know, when you flick that noise cancellation on, you don't even hear into the wheels of the bus.
Don't be telling everyone your business now there's going to be hose all over the 273.
Translink, sort me of a fucking card, for fuck's sake.
The amount of fanny you have to beat off you these days.
I know.
You've too much choice now. you're like, there's, you know, there's like full hot chicks on the table and you're like, I don't know.
Is there a fucking street party going on outside?
There was a party, you know.
Some cunt's like blaring Tomorrowland music out of his car.
Anyway, speaking of fucking, you know, working in Currys and stuff, I used to work there. And then I popped in. I think I was buying this GoPro, in fact. I popped in to buy one. And one of the old managers that used to work in the shop I worked in was in this shop in Lisbon. And she was like, oh, so what are you up to? And I'm like, listen, I don't even know where to start. But it's good to see you've moved on. And, you know, just doing that. She's doing that thing where she's like, oh, I remember you're a mad bastard.
Yeah.
You were a mad bastard when you worked in there. And then she goes, do you remember the day we sent you home because you were off your head? And I went, that didn't happen. She goes, yeah, you did. You came in, you were still drunk and all, and we had to send you home. And
yeah,
I
can't imagine you doing
that. And I was like, hey, you're absolutely full of shit. Okay? You're full of shit.
So weird.
Is it mad that she would just be walking around? Now I know exactly who she was talking about, because the guy was a fucking druggy bastard. But like, you know, I was like, you're it wasn't me, like.
Yeah.
But it's mad that someone might think that, just walking around their life, just being like, oh, let's see him and all. He used to work in here and he came in out of a fucking box one time. I mean, I was absolutely dying most days I was in there.
Oh, right.
And I fucking hated it more than anything, but like...
That's one of those jobs that you can get away with. That's a very sustainable job for if you were an alcoholic to work in, like.
Oh, everyone was an alcoholic?
Yeah.
One of the managers, full alky, like.
Yeah.
And he would just be, like, killing time till he could get to the pub later on.
Yeah. Boring as fuck job, or what was it like?
Just shite.
Yeah.
It was just shite, like. Couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with fucking trying to be a salesman.
Yeah.
Although they did tell me, like, I had the lowest returns rate because I did the least amount of lying.
Oh, yeah. Because
people would just be like, oh, yeah, there's a microwave in this fridge. And then people will buy the fridge and be like, there's no microwave in this, I'm sending it back.
It's mad, though, how, like, that shit still works, like. Like, all that, like, hamming something up and all, like. Because you take for granted that, like, if someone's trying to sell you something, you can just go on Google and look up to see if it's true.
Yeah.
If someone who's like 50 isn't going to do that, like, I'm just going to take your word for it.
And this, at the time, I don't think people were doing much research online. Yeah. They would just come in the shop.
My dad's like that. They just walk in and be like, this is the best one I can get now.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Well, if you're willing to do that, you do usually get some good shit.
Yeah.
Because I remember just trying to sell cameras at the time and like it being so dated compared to what it is now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could buy, like a 1 gigabyte card was like the big deal. And they're like, this is £90.
No way.
For a 1 gigabyte card. And now you get 128 gigs for like £90.
I remember paying like, what was it, like £20 for a USB stick of like, was it 64 gig? And I was like, oh, I'll never use this. Like,
Jesus.
Now most phones are that.
Oh yeah. My phone's 256 or something.
That's wild.
But I just did a PO on that one.
Ah, you're just like,
give me the best shit.
I don't want to be back. Just give me the best now and that's it.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. Look at this guy's probably loving the undercover boss here because they're giving him long, shaggy hair.
Jesus Christ.
Disgusting. Giving him a beard and everything.
I feel like they give the outfits are so over the top that you would nearly suspect something was up.
Yeah.
You're like, who's this cunt walking about with the full Gandalf beard?
Yeah, why are you 50? You know, and you've got two piercings on your lip like Lil Wayne.
They've given him
pussy juicy.
They've given him a nice goatee there. Trimmed him up.
Just like yourself, got the Stone Cold.
Yeah. It's me, Stone Cold, and the 80s porn stars. That's it.
We had quite the day yesterday. We decided, because I'm on the low carb, I only had a fucking kale salad. Then, which was fucking rank. And then we're like, let's get to Liverpool. And we didn't bother eating the whole time. Killed a bit of time in the airport. We
were starving.
Starving. And then us, like two fucking fannies, went on a wee man date.
Ah, fantastic.
What do you call the place?
Miller and Carter.
Miller and Carter. And we even got in the taxi, and the taxi driver was like,
fucking celebrating something special. Are you celebrating?
And I'm like, nah, bro, just two fat bitches going for lunch, you know what I mean? And we went in there and, you know, just a fucking £100 dinner for the two boys.
Yeah, class. I don't even give a fuck about steak. Like, I could give or take it. Like, I would never, like, go for it.
Wouldn't thank you for it.
Wouldn't thank you for it now. I'd take it if it was there, but fuck, I wouldn't go out of my way to get it.
But that place is, like, that place ruins steak for you. Because you're like, this is so fucking good. Like,
it was unbelievable. Two T-bones for the boys.
Oh, wow.
30-day aged.
Protein.
You know, at the protein. Had to order some sides. I'm like, give me the garden salad. Give me the cauliflower cheese. I mean, it's funny, the stuff you wouldn't eat in your regular diet. You would be like, oh, that's too fatty.
Yeah.
But when you're not having sugar or carbs, it's all good, baby.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it gave me life.
Yeah.
And, it was good. What'd you get? The British beef drippings.
Oh, so good. Now, trying to order that was a fucking struggle. Like, had to look at a girl straight in the eye and be like, give us a little British beef dripping there.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm British beef dripping. My British beef's dripping. You dirty cunt.
30 day aged.
But then, the guy was almost laughing at how much food we had when he came over. He's like, right, guys, good effort.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit rare, to be honest. He's a bit
good effort, and I'm like, what are you expecting? Us to leave some? They sent us, I didn't want chips, so I ordered a garden salad, like a poof.
I haven't heard that word in ages.
And I just thought I'd pull it right out.
Cancelled.
Cancelled. I don't know why poof has to be gay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
it's too good of a word to be used on hate.
You know, like, if someone's like, you know, your mate is wearing like slippers in his house,
yeah,
and you can't call him a poofter, what sort of life are we living? Do you know what I mean? Poofter?
Do you wear slippers?
No.
No.
I go barefoot or full trainers.
And I'm usually just trotting a bit in socks. Like,
I saw a man yesterday at Starbucks in the airport. Well, I seen the girl first. I was like, oh dear, look at her. And then the dude walked in and he was buff as shit. He's wearing this, like, a jumper that only a fucking guy in tremendous shape can wear. You know, like a thin cashmere jumper?
Oh, yeah.
Just by itself.
I noticed him too, yeah.
The guy in the beige?
Yeah, he was yoked as shit.
Yeah, the girl was
wearing sandals.
He was wearing fucking flip-flops.
Yeah, he was wearing
flip-flops. But only, I was like, do you know what, mate?
Yeah.
You're
what are you going to say, look?
You look like an athlete. Yeah. You look like, you know, you appreciate, you know, the raw foot look.
Yeah. You know, a ride of a girlfriend. You know, what are you going to say to him?
Yeah, you probably can't. You probably need good purchase when you're bare feet, when you're blasting one into her. You know what I mean? What about Megan Fox, the fucking air hostess too, yesterday?
What?
On the plane?
I did not clock this at all.
What sort of pervert are you?
I was looking out of the window, looking at the clouds.
There was a fucking
listening to Frank Ocean.
There was a girl working on the plane, looked identical to Megan Fox.
Why did you not give me a nudge?
I was having a wank. what a blessing from Jesus whenever there was a spare seat on our row.
Oh, that's a wink from God. Like,
oh my God,
thank fuck.
I dived on that other seat. Tremendous. Me and you just sitting, looking at each other like that. Great times.
Praying that nobody's fucking in the middle of this, like.
But anyway, we come out of the fucking steakhouse place. And I was delirious before that because I slept for about 3 hours the night before. And then that gave me a wee bit of life. And then we came out and there's like a fucking merry-go-round at, what do you call that place? Albert, or what do you call it? Something's Pool?
Albert's Dock or something?
Albert Dock's the one behind it, I think. What's it called? Something Pool? I don't know. Fucked it up. And is that your man from Migos?
I think so.
Was it? Dishing it.
In a vodka ever?
Dishing that Smirnoff. We came out and got on a merry-go-round, like two full pedos.
Yeah.
They were cracking up about that in Joker.
What do you mean?
That they used the Gary Glitter song.
Oh, fuck, seriously?
I'll fuck some kids. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time a pedo's knocked out a banger.
Yeah. Oh, why?
You know what I mean?
Well, MJ, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Well, don't say anything about him. His fucking fans are... like fucking rabid dogs these days.
Adam Rowe, who, you know, is one of the sort of, you know, breakout acts from like Hot Water Comedy Club scene. Yeah. He did a bit about Michael Jackson, and you were reading out the tweets to me last night, and they were going ham on him, like.
Yeah, and the bit is fucking great, and I feel like he could defend it, no sweat himself. Like, he, you know, he'd be an intelligent enough guy to be like, you know. But the tweets were just like, there's a couple of like sectors of like entertainment where it's like, if you mock or tweet shit about, it seems to be these days, Michael Jackson,
yeah.
K-pop, and
Ariana Grande.
You'll get fucking diced.
Oh yeah, they'll fucking give out your address and they'll be throwing bags of shit at your house and everything.
Yep. There's like people on Twitter who are dedicated to like, so, like, even, like, Ocean Shore one time tweeted that she was in the same coffee shop as Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And within, just literally was like, oh, just seen Harry Styles and, like, whatever, wearing a Beretta, whatever. And instantly she got, like, 20 replies being like, did you take any pictures? Is she still there? And all this shit.
Yeah.
So there's people just literally sitting on Twitter searching Harry Styles. And every turnaround, whoever tweets about him, they're fucking on him. Yeah. So if you're talking shit, like, you know, chat shit, get banged.
People just all day, like, someday I'll run into him and he'll jizz inside me.
Yeah.
How mad is that? Like, how crazy do people get about other people that are famous?
I watched that One Direction.
What does Harry Styles even do?
I watched that
what
one.
What does he do?
He's the One Direction. He was in One Direction.
I know, but like, what does
and
he do?
And now he's a solo career.
Doing what?
He just released an album, I think.
The last thing I seen was he was just a model for like some clothes. I think he's a fairly weird looking guy.
He's the worst tattoos I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, he's got some, and that's saying that, some trash tattoos.
What do you call? But no, I there
how
was
many a, loads has he dumped in his time?
Oh, it'd be a sin. I could have went to the banquet too, but that One Direction fangirl documentary. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking intense. Like, I think it was Channel 4 did it, which is such a Channel 4 documentary. But it was basically like 24 hours in the lives of these children.
Did that stop recording? Did it?
Don't know.
Or did it just freeze?
Is there a way to tell?
Highly embarrassed. Oh, it did stop recording? Now it just won't record.
I wonder why I did that.
I don't know. But I don't know how we're going to fill, you know, any video that we lost. Anyway, carry on. Harry Styles squirting.
Yeah, back to matters. So there's like a documentary. It's such a Channel 4 documentary. Like, but they followed these wee girls who were stalking One Direction the whole time that they were on like their UK tour,
right?
Like hotels and shit, like out there, intense as fuck. Like,
it's so funny because it's like, what age are these wee girls?
I mean, you're talking like early teens, like 14,
yeah, it's
15.
So funny. It's so funny because they just love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like, it's probably not even like a sexual thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If it's dudes hunting down someone, they'll be like, nah, I'm hoping I can hang about this hotel lobby till she bucks me.
Yeah.
These girls are just like, I don't know what, you know, just like,
ah! Yeah. It's insane, like. It's fucking crazy. They're just, like, brainwashed, like, do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon that would actually ruin, like, your fucking...
You know, are we still recording?
Would that ruin your experience with women if you were, like, super famous and you were single?
I feel like that, like, silly level of fame...
Like, if everybody probably, knew who you were, you're just, like... You'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, this is going to be weird.
Yeah. Well, there's, like, levels of fame, like, where like, it's, like...
I bet you even if Harry Styles pulls at some award show and he's like, I'm going to take this girl back. And the girl's just like... Ah! And he's like, fucking don't even want to pull my dick out here.
Was he not throwing live ones in that Caroline Flack one?
Yeah, and she was getting shit for it because she was about 30 and he was, like, barely 18.
Yeah.
But she's a fucking turbo slut anyway.
A dirty bastard.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
She's got that husky voice.
She's very foxy.
That didn't come from singing metal songs.
No.
I've got a husky voice. Hello, Harry.
I'm going to slip that cover band.
You know what I mean? Hello, young boy. Garp, 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 garp. Just fucking animal. There's probably a lot of those, you know, career type... powerful women just rid their way to the top. No, I'm not saying that's how people do it, but a lot of them probably just have no problem with that.
Yeah.
We were talking about certain comedians and stuff where it's like, people are just like, oh yeah, I'll fucking, I just want to buck people, get famous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who works there? He works here. I'll suck him off.
Yeah. And here, you know what? Can't hate it.
Can't hate it. That's how you get ahead in life. You know, that's how you get ahead in life.
Dudes, you gotta give head to get ahead.
Dude, do you know how hot a dude has to be able to, like, fuck his way to the top?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta be like a Shane Todd, probably, type to do that.
Shane's not that hot.
He's hot for comedy, like.
That's what I'm saying, he's hot beside all us fucking pigs. But he definitely does look like a primordial dwarf. In the Hitler Youth, and that's a fact. For a comedian, he's a 10, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and comedy is such
You know, I hate to speak ill of all comedians, but he wears fleeces. And, like, I don't know what that says about your learning abilities, but he wears fleeces. With no irony whatsoever.
I don't want to speak ill of anybody, but he wears fleeces. What a sentence. Oh, fucking hell.
He does, man. Anyway, I'm knackered. What else do you want to talk about? We went to Mary. Did we talk about going on it?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
It was so weird. It was like £3 each.
We didn't bargain. Go into it. Yeah, we got in a merry-go-round, like two pedos, and just videoed ourselves going around in a circle.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Definitely looked mentally ill to everybody walking past, but...
And we sort of... We got it right, because we managed to get on it when no one was really watching.
Yeah.
But when we got off it, there was people there.
Yeah.
And just these two big bastards getting off a fucking merry-go-round.
Yeah.
In the middle of fucking Liverpool.
You were about to be like, ah, fuck this, we're going ahead. And I was like Tony Robbins, like, come on, man, you can't really care. Fuck these people, you know? Just get on this, have a bit of crack.
Don't pay attention to what anyone thinks. I wish I could do a Tony Robbins voice.
I wish I could be a life coach. It looks like a handy lifestyle, look.
Yeah, but you gotta be displaying, you know.
Because some of these guys,
some signs that you've got a handle on your own life.
Yeah, but some of these guys, you're like,
you can't be sitting here in your fucking jammies, being like, I just chase your dreams, lad.
But you could though.
Oh, you could.
You absolutely could. Like, I could. You'd just be sitting here, like, fucking. Just after wringing out a couple of wanks, like, I just look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am confident. I am enough. I've got this. Come on, brother, I believe in you. You know what I mean? It's such a bullshit.
I am enough. What a thing to write on your mirror.
It's such a bullshit.
I am enough. If I said that, people are like, you're too much of everything.
I talked about this before, but like, it's funny when people like, post these inspirational quotes nowadays, but like their follower list, they don't know who they're inspiring. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like I hate this whole thing of like, love yourself. Just love yourself. You could be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't deserve to love yourself.
Be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be like, you're perfect the way you are. So, no, you're not.
No, you have many faults. Do you know what I mean? That you may or may not address at some point in your life.
You know, you're sitting there with a fucking tube going in your neck. I'm perfect the way I am. Because I'm so fat I can't breathe right.
I've just learned to accept my flaws. You've got yellow fingernails, like.
Yeah, you can't handle me, a real woman.
Yeah. I can't handle your gout.
Do you speak ill of gout? I had it once one time. I think. I don't know what the fuck it was.
I had it once one time.
I literally about to just twist my toe weird. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It's wild. Gout. I thought that was like shit you got in the famine.
No, it's in the fucking coffin ships. No, there would have been no gout in the famine.
Yeah.
You get it from like too much uric acid, which is usually fat bastards just eating too much red wine and shit. But no, I think it's hereditary in my case. But coincidentally, I'm a fat bastard also. What you do?
Taking all the boxes.
Taking all the boxes with my fat fucking fingers, yeah. Fat bitch. Any crack?
It's weird, like, waking up and just going straight into recording a podcast.
Yeah. Especially when you're physically exhausted.
Yeah.
Last night I thought I was losing my mind. I was that tired.
Yeah. You do get to that point of, like, fucking delirious if you haven't slept properly.
Oh.
What is, like, your time to be in bed that you feel all right? Like, if I don't get 8 hours, like, I'm a fucking mess. Like.
I don't know. I can't remember last time I had 8 hours. Like, I had a good night's sleep there, but it wasn't 8.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck was going on. But, I don't know. It's more like an accumulative thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a really busy week and was knackered, then slept one good night, I still wouldn't be refreshed. It has to be like 80% of the time I'm going to bed at like a good time and working out and eating well.
Yeah.
And then I feel all right.
Yeah.
But like one day of like sleeping well doesn't really cut it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is going to help that is the fact that I have a gig every day from now till...
Yeah.
Fucking... There's a baby involved. Calendar and then I'm just going to be exhausted. I'll be like, we're going to take care of that baby because I did about 20 gigs there and I'm tired.
Yeah. When's she doing it? Like, start November?
Early November, yeah. Hopefully she can hold on.
I'll be coming back from America.
Because I got Galway Comedy Festival.
See the win.
And it's 24th to 28th for me. And hopefully she can just hold off till I'm done with that. Keep it in you.
If she's any manners.
Any fucking manners, keep it in you. Don't be... Plug it up. Plug it up. It's gross when they talk about it. Like, childbirth is so fucking weird and invasive when it, you know. They're like, if you go a day over, we'll book you in for a sweep, which is where you come in and a doctor, and she's saying this so matter of fact. You know, it's a digital check where the doctor put two fingers in and basically take out a mucus plug that's plugging it, and that'll release whatever hormone, and that'll put you into childbirth. And Maureen's like, do you have to do that? And she goes, no, you don't have to. And she goes, yeah, I'll not do that then.
That is fucking rotten. A sweep?
That's what it's called. Or is it called a sweep? Yeah, sweep.
That's fucking... Oh my God.
But you're like, why don't you just let the baby be born? Why have you to finger it out? Isn't that weird, like?
That's rotten. Imagine that was your job, like. Just fucking... 9-5 sweeping.
I just hope it's a midwife and there's not a dude comes in and he's like, hey guys, I'm your gynecologist. Let me finger your wife here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, makes me feel so uneasy.
Yeah, that's fucking...
It's grim, isn't it?
That's not setting that. Yeah.
Oh.
Let's close that tub.
And Maureen's like, well, obviously I'm not going to get that. And then some woman was like, well... Or it was Maureen's mom, actually. She goes, you never see someone who's like 2 years pregnant, you know, just because the baby's late by a day doesn't mean it won't come out like a few days after that or something. So that sounds brutal as fuck.
Madness.
But yeah, it's fucking weird. Got our prom and all that.
Oh, why?
You know, just walked in. She's like, there you go, you've already paid a deposit, that's £1,200. And I'm like,
Does it feel like real yet?
The prom?
No, like...
After £1,200, it better be fucking real.
The fact that, like, you're essentially not going to raise another human being.
Yeah. I mean...
At what point does it? Like, the first scan? Something like that?
No, I think the scariest bit is I'm pregnant. You know? At the start.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's the scariest bit, but then you've so much time to like get used to it or whatever.
Yeah, because that's a life changing sentence.
Yeah,
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, totally. But not so much if you're married and that was kind of the plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, but like, no, that's probably the scariest bit because you're still like, oh shit, that's real. But it's so gradual, you know what I mean? By the time the baby's actually being born, you've prepared so much and everything's ready, and then. You know, you're like, right, we just go in, you know, you've read up all about the childbirth and then you go in and have it and everything's ready at home for it. So, no, I don't think it'll be that scary. But I mean, I think the first load of weeks is you just fucking watching this thing like a Tamagotchi. Like, yeah. Keep this fucking thing alive here.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Just fucking up every 2 hours, just like.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, you probably do get some sort of thing kicks in, you know what I mean? Some parental fucking adrenaline.
Yeah.
You're just like, that's why you see those videos. You ever see those videos of people like, you know, like the super dad videos where like the kid's rolling down the hill on a thing and the guy knows
fucking
that it's
grabs it. Yeah.
A baby will fall and he just grabs by the foot or shit like that.
Yeah.
There was one I seen and it was like, someone said, a mother's instincts or something, and the kid was obviously sick and it was in bed with the parents and it was like the dad and then the mum and then the baby at the edge of the bed, and the mum went like this. She heard some noise or whatever, I don't know, it's like, you know, like a baby camera in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
And the ma just gets up and grabs this bowl and the wee kid sits up and pokes in the bowl because it's ill, but the mum is lying there and it looks like they're all asleep and she just grabs this thing. Then it's not a baby, like it's probably like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Then sits up and vomits.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insane.
But yeah, there's a whole lot of, did I tell you about when we got the blinds in the house?
No.
And it was someone that Maureen's mum knew put the blinds in, and he's like, oh, I'm showing you these things because they're like choke proof. Because they're having a few deaths in the past of kids like playing the cord on blinds.
Fuck.
And then just getting choked and dying, which is like Jesus horrendous. Christ. But these ones break. They break apart really easy. Then he's put around his neck and he did that. But he had a son with him who was like, I don't know whether he was like half on a fucking apprenticeship or something. This young lad. Anyway. Or else he was just there for the crack. But he goes, he's talking about all this thing. And then the wee lad goes, aye, but what if the thing breaks and then the baby just falls onto the floor and hurts itself? And you know the dad probably got him back in the van and was like, don't you fucking open your fucking mouth about babies falling. What are you talking about? What are your options? It chokes to death or it falls on its face?
I'm trying to shift these fucking blinds and you're fucking faving me the money, you hear?
I'll fucking blind you.
Shut up the fuck.
You're going to be bastard.
Yeah, I couldn't go well out after that.
Yeah, I'll fucking choke you. Come here. You know what I mean? Puts a fucking thing around his neck. But yeah. That should be nice, you know what I mean? Christmas baby.
Yep.
Get a wee fucking elf suit on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very cute.
You know, I'll probably start making a lot of videos exploiting my children.
Yeah.
That's always
that's
a good
way
one.
To do it.
Yeah.
That's how you get the views, mate.
Like Paddy Raffler, did you see his video of his wee girl?
What was that?
He put up a video of his wee girl watching the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And she's got, like, the Hulk's, like, fucking going buck mad on the screen. She's like, oh, like this. And, oh, no, no, like this. And Paddy's like, oh, is he wrecking the place? And she's like, oh, like, horrified at the Hulk going mad.
That's hilarious.
4 million hits on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I looked. But that's what happens, you know what I mean? You can write all the shit you want. And if it's a puppy or a baby, people are like, oh, God, that's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly think, like, if you wanted to get some viral traction, just buy a puppy.
Yeah.
And start filming it. Because you go on those, like, swipe up, that, you know, like the suggested on Instagram, and you're going through it, and it's like fucking you know, there's like a puppy that's like a couple of weeks old and I can do a wee trick and it's like 18 million views and you're like, what?
Oh yeah, a puppy will help you in all walks of life, you know.
Walks
Tinder, you know, that's how you get the swipes these days. Good old puppy.
Get a photo of the puppy and you're like, that's adorable, and you're like, come around and see it, and then you get around and you're like, there's no fucking puppy. I've only got this dead,
I've only got this bulldog,
I've only got this dead bird. I've only got this baby bird in my pants and that's it.
I've like looked through like just Tinder profiles of other dudes, like I've took like a,
just for a wank,
female friends like Tinder and like looked through. So cringy, like some people really put in a fucking shift on their Tinder bios and shit like that.
Yeah,
there's nothing like creepier than guys who like try to appeal to females by, you know,
softening themselves
and like acting like they like shit that like is a stereotypical like, yeah, we'll just go for like pink gins and then watch Disney films.
Ah, you fuck.
You're a rapist.
Piff, you know? Piffs.
You have bodies in your boot. Hey, why are you watching The Hunchback of Notre Dame? And you're a man. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Now I get like in some, like everyone likes a bit of fucking Toy Story or whatever, or you know, some of the classics. But if you're a Disney dude.
But to open with that.
You're creepy fucker.
You're like, oh, I like watching movies, and then like, I don't mind the old Disney one, but to just be like, oh my god, Shrek or
yeah.
Gavmik.
Yeah.
I watched Shrek and I cummed everywhere. Feeling.
Yeah, never accept an invite to go around a dude's house and watch Disney films because you will get knifed.
Yeah, mouthful of cock straight away.
I fuck Netflix and chill. It's all about that Disney and dick.
Yeah, you almost want, you know, a fairly brutish upfront fella.
Yeah. There has to be something, like, do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, there has to be some sort of, like, brutish, like, fucking attribute about you. You know what I mean? You can't just be fucking, you can't just basically be a female personality in a man's body.
I know some dudes and they're so fucking like, oh yeah, I'm all good and vibe, I do this and it's all good. And you're like, you're gonna snap someday and just,
yeah,
like,
those are the ones you gotta watch for.
Gonna stab some girl.
Those are like the male equivalent of, you ever like seen an old woman who's like so overly over the top nice that it looks like they've read a script?
Oh yeah.
And then you're like, I know rightly that, like, to the people that you're close with, you're a fucking demon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing, you know, like, some woman that was dead nice. And then I remember seeing her club the fuck out of her kids.
Yeah.
But she was so fucking over the top polite the rest of the time. Hello, thank you. Dead nice. And then she fucking uppercutting this child.
Telling you. Red flags.
Red flags.
All about the place.
You want to be out in the open. You want the people who you don't immediately sometimes take to, because you're like, Jesus, they're a bit fucking whatever. And then they remain like that. And
yeah.
Then you go, oh, do you know what? I actually like them, because
yeah,
that's just the way they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to get anybody who's like,
you want to be like Joey Diaz type. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a scumbag. We know he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
But he's nice.
Yeah.
I said Joey Diaz, like we both know him, but you know what I mean.
But if you're, if yeah, I get what you mean though. If it's like someone who's like very well packaged the first 4 or 5 times you meet them, and then you realise, oh, this person's a cunt, like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to show a bit of vulnerability, Aaron, you know what I mean? Like if you're
absolutely
ordering a crepe or whatever, and you just order a plain crepe, like a fucking serial murderer, what would have helped you there, Aaron? Is if you went, listen, I'm just a bit nervous on this date because I find you very attractive and I freaked out and I got a plane crap.
Yes, but that's
I'm
not...
I'm so embarrassed, but listen.
That's not how real life works.
Let me tell you something. Fuck crepes. Let me in that ass.
And I'm going to prison.
I save all my toppings for your cheeks. How funny is just saying cheeks?
Cheeks.
Fuck, she's got a set of cheeks on.
sounds like something a pervy old man would say, like,
oh, yeah,
or some shit.
Oh, I guess I'll eat rub them cheeks.
I saw like a Twitter thing the other day, right? And it was like some dude.
Let me smell your cheeks.
Some dude, right? Recording this girl, like, grinding on him.
Yeah.
But he must have been, like, fucking, like, phone here. Her grinding on his fucking dick. And, like, through, like, trousers. And someone, like, took the tweet, retweeted it, and was like, me on Santa's lap at the shopping center when I was 6 trying to get a PlayStation. Do you remember? I remember, right? There's a place, I think it's Clannabogan, right? And they...
In the West Indies?
They decked this house out, right? Like, real over-the-top Christmas decorations. And there's a Santa in there. So you go... You walk around this house and it's magical and all, whatever. And then, at the very end, there's a Santa.
You get sucked, huh? It's all magical or whatever. That's three elves, but he gets spit roasted by four elves.
Oh my god, there's a Santa at the very end, but like, this is all, no, fair play to these people, this is a great thing they're doing, but like, it's very in-house, it's just this dude and his wife, and they fucking do it, and at the very, I don't know if they're still going,
yeah, but, like kill.
But at the very end, there's just some dude, like, in this Santa outfit, and they've got like, you know, like party bags you would get, like children's birthday parties, and you just like, I remember like being a child, and like sitting on the guy's like knee, and him being like, "He didn't." You know the way that like people like ham it up, and they're like, "Ho ho ho!" And, like, have you been a good boy this year? This guy literally, right? I sat this.
I really love where this is going.
I sat this guy's knee, and he goes, "What are you after?" Like no. No attempt at trying to be like slightly like animated or mystical or magical. Just sat this name. What are you after? Like he was gonna sell me his fucking car in his garage.
What are you looking? What are you looking?
What are you after? I have a bag of cat hair in my fucking pocket.
What are you looking for? A bag of blues.
You wanna make it snow, you bastard?
Two fucking joints, what are you after? What are you after? Well, lad, what do you have? I'm Santa. I'm Santa from Lapland. What do you have?
You know Santa Claus? No, I'm Santa Doherty. I'm just one.
Santa Ponzo, I'm gonna take all your money.
Santa Ponzo!
What are you after? He's got a fucking Tyrone shirt on. Oh, that's red, isn't it? That'll leave, fuck it. What are you after, you bastard? Oh my god, I'm dying.
Oh, my throat's bleeding.
What are you on, Tamagotchi? PlayStation 1 there, if you're honest.
What are you after? Here's the fucking hill of an Unicross. Fuck off.
You ungrateful bastard.
That's what they give bad kids in Tyrone instead of coal. Just give them hills of a nutty crust.
I'm not giving away good coal.
In the fucking dead of winter. Take us nutty crust.
You tramp. Oh my god. What are you after?
Here, we have to be out of here at 12. We might pack up in 10 minutes.
It's probably a short podcast, but I'll do another one during the week, won't I? Suck my ass. There we go. Cheers for listening. We'll do, I don't know. What have we got? Tour dates or something? Check my Instagram for tour dates. I'll come to a town near you guys. Alright?
Yep.
You bastards. What are you after anyway? Squirting? A Sunday? I want a Sunday now. Right. See you in a bit.
Good luck.
Fuck's sake.